The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street? The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street?
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, that sky has been crying. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. Not sure what that shiny thing is out there. Your host, Ray Eyed Peanut. Peanut's out like a light, too many White Castles. Matty G running the ship, straight and narrow. And our co-host this morning, Tiny Tim.
Buenos nachos.
Jelzovic. Jelzovicsy. Welcome back to the show, baby.
You're adding more consonants to a last name that's already got plenty
of
consonants.
Thinking Woodsman with a podcast,
that's
baby.
That's right, yeah.
And as you're helping Uncle Ray with the show, and you have no idea how much I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Well, and you brought White Castle, so that helps.
Yeah, and we have a special guest in the studio from St. Louis County Police Department. Of course, Carl's with us.
Morning, sir.
Lieutenant.
Sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
What's this other event you got going on real quick?
We're going to have an event coming up in June. That is our cops, our Cars for Cops. That's our first annual one.
Awesome.
That's going to be held on Saturday, June 24th, down at 4532 South Lumberg Boulevard in Sunset Hills.
Awesome. You leave that here, and we'll keep announcing that. And we get close to the event, we'll just get you back in the studio because you're fun.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
And we've got a roving reporter on out in the Turkey Woods that just joined us at the Media Hut, Mr. Billy Cooper. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Billy. What's going on? I understand you got a turkey gobbling.
Oh, yeah, I got one working about 150, 200 yards. He's come a long ways. He's poking along. He may have a hen with him.
Maybe he loves you.
I think he does.
And I'm not going to talk behind your back. I told the guys in the studio, if Cooper says he's got a turkey at 200, he's probably at 50, he can't hear.
That could be. That's happened before. I had one gobbled across the holler here all morning long. He's been gobbling and everything. He's gobbling at crows right now. But struck up the second one just about 30 minutes ago, and he's gobbling at me ever so often. So maybe he'll show up here in a little bit.
Well, if he shows up, shoot him on the air. We'd like to hear that. real quick.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, Billy Boy, we had a great hunt down at Devil's Backbone. We're going to have Joe on a little later, but wanted you to tell our listeners about our event down there. Briefly tell us about how cool everything was and what a neat event that was.
Ray, I think any turkey hunter would want to hunt at Devil's Backbone. That is gorgeous country. And Joe and Chance Hollingshead managed 1,700 acres down there. And it's some rough, rugged country, but mm-hmm. These guys really got it set up well. They got food plots, they got the clearings, they've just got everything there. They've got water, so it's great deer and turkey hunting habitat. And I tell you what, we had a fabulous time down there, even though we got rained on quite a lot.
Yeah.
We did get about drowned. I guess they had record flooding down there, just like everywhere else in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
But, hey, we did get one good sunshiny day, and the birds gobble good, and we knocked three of them down that morning, so
that was
fabulous hunt.
What,
but, boy, you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you just couldn't ask for a better service. These guys put us up in a great cabin, beautiful, overlooking the White River, and, boy, food was great, fun was great. These guys are great outdoorsmen. They love that turkey hunting as much as you and I do. And they know how to do it.
They really do. And we had a great group. You know, we had a lot of cancellations because of the floods and the rains and stuff, and things happened. But our group was just about the right, ended up about the right size, and was that type of group that you like to have in a camp. It was a good mix, and everybody got along great. What a good time that was.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things I look forward to most coming into camp is getting to see some of the guys, you know, I've hunted with for years. And then, of course, you get some new guys, too, like that Tiny Tim guy, that Thinking Woodsman.
Yeah, never heard of
him. I wish
him.
I had him right now help me think through this situation. He could help me kill this gobbler.
Yeah, he could. He could also tell you exactly how far he is because he can hear.
We can triangulate him.
Triangulate.
That would be useful too.
Yeah.
But these old weirs still get one kill once in a while.
Yes, sir. They sure do, Billy. Well, I want to tell you how much I enjoyed being with you and a great time we had. I can't remember when I laughed as much as I did on this last media hunt.
Oh boy, we did have a good time, and hey, I had a great time out there in the woods with Joe Hollingshead too. He's my age, so we got along extremely well. We didn't run up and down any mountains, but boy, we moved steadily along, and he had one group of four or five jakes working, and these big gobblers gobbled on the next mountain over, of course. So we left the jakes and went after the big ones, and once we sat down, man, it wasn't 10 or 15 minutes. We had five big gobblers strut in.
And it was perfect. Two old guys and two old turkeys. Perfect match.
Exactly. Hey, you just eat your heart out. Both of those birds had triple beards.
Yes, man. They did.
They're awesome. Incredible birds. Awesome. You guys got a double triple.
Yeah. A double triple. That's cool. A double triple. They got a double triple. That's good.
Six beards and two birds.
All right.
Now, when have you and Tim done that?
We're working on that. We've yet to do it.
You're working on it. Okay.
How about those blues?
Redirection.
Okay, Billy Boy, we're going to let you get back to the turkey. We wanted to get you on the show this morning and tell our listeners about our trip and the media hunt and the Devil's Backbone and what a great trip we had this week. And man, that flooding and that damage down there, it was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Oh, it was something else. Those people are going to be a while. I think we had four bridges out within 25 miles of us there. So incredible. But hey, man, it's time for a turkey to die.
All right, go get him, brother.
We'll see
you.
All right, talk to you
see
guys
you,
later.
See you, Billy. What you got for me there, Bubba?
Hey, our buddy Brandon Butler from the Conservation Federation of Missouri wrote a piece for Outdoor Life on the flooding. So he says, across the Missouri Ozarks, record floods have decimated homes and businesses. Those of us who frequent the Ozarks to enjoy the bountiful outdoor opportunities have to wonder what this devastating flood means for fish and wildlife. Much of southeastern Missouri consists of a wildlife-rich landscape with crystal-clear rivers and streams coursing through a vast canopy of forest. Under normal conditions, these Ozark waterways flow along at a pace perfectly suited for paddling a canoe with a fishing rod always at the ready. However, after record rains, these normally peaceful waters have turned into deadly torrents, destroying nearly everything in their paths this past week, leaving fish and wildlife dead or displaced. He talked to Conservation Officer Brad Hadley, who's assigned to one of the hardest-hit areas down there, and said after many long hours of working evacuations and other priority missions, he stopped to catch his breath for a minute when he noticed a drowned mole in the middle of the road.
Wow.
That's when it hit me, he said. I'd been so busy worrying about people. I'd yet to think about how hard this event is going to be on elk fawns, deer fawns, bear cubs, and turkey nests. Hadley said fishing is surely going to be affected too. At Montauk State Park, he worked with a crew that filled the bucket of John Deere front loader with dead trout to keep from clogging up drains. That's a lot of dead fish. But if you're looking for a positive, storms like this kickstart regeneration in the ecosystem. Floods like that may only happen 75 years or so, but they start the system over, and that's healthy. He said, and then he talked to a guy named Ray. I've heard of him, a notable Missouri turkey hunter.
He's notable.
Who said, quote, this is going to be really bad for turkeys. Yeah. There's a lot of nesting going on already, there could be more nesting to occur after the
can
flood.
I get something out of my system real quick? Shut up, Vogler-Vogler. Go ahead.
Couldn't help it. The region's economy thrives on tourism. If there's ever been a year when tourist dollars are needed, it's this year. So if you're looking to plan a trip for the summer or fall, consider visiting the Ozarks.
Absolutely.
And helping one of America's premier outdoor destinations recover from a devastating natural disaster.
Absolutely. And in our next segment, we're going to be going down to the Ozarks to Eminence in that area of tourism with Shady Lane Cabins and Jim Anderson. And great lead right into that. Good job, Tim. Thank you for coming in and giving us that report. And Matty G, we're going to go to a commercial break. And on the other side, we're going to come back with Jim Anderson, Shady Lane Cabins and Hotel Motels, Eminence, Missouri. The mayor of Eminence, actually.
Back.
And we'll see y'all on the other side, baby.
Sweet.